The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson at Raccoon Valley Radio in Jefferson and Leah Anderson at the Burlington Hawkeye. Coltrane, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, obviously with Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer retiring this year, the Biden administration will get its first chance to nominate somebody to the country's highest court. So having been a part of several Supreme Court nominations before, you know, serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee, going back to the Obama administration, you had Garland, who was nominated, but then was held up and eventually never confirmed to the Supreme Court. Then during the Trump administration, there was three nominees. They were all confirmed, with the longest taking 3 months with Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So do you feel, Senator Grassley, with whoever the Biden administration does nominate, will it take as long or longer than what the Trump administration nominees went through? Or do you think it's maybe a foregone conclusion, depending on who he nominates to the court, with it already being a 6-3 in favor of the conservative justices?
Well, first of all, I congratulate Justice Breyer on his long, distinguished service for our nation. And he is widely respected for good reason. Now, to kind of answer your question, I guess it's a case of waiting for the nominee from President Biden and go from there. It's a 50-50 Senate. I hope Biden nominates a consensus nominee and someone who interprets the law and doesn't think their job is to make law. My job is to make law. Their job is to interpret it. And in regard to timing, I guess we just wait until we see who the nominee is. I haven't had a chance to talk to any of my colleagues about it, but I don't think anybody can do anything except speculate on that, and I don't think there's no need to speculate. Leah?
Hi, Senator Grassley. My first question is about the infrastructure bill. I'm wondering specifically, how is the allocation going to work? Will there be money specifically set aside for bridges that have been closed for safety reasons, such as a bridge that we have here in Burlington, Cascade Bridge, that was actually built in the 1800s?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether I can speak to your specific bridge or not, but I can answer your questions, maybe not with the exact numbers, but I can tell you various aspects of it. For instance, just on bridges alone, we got $431 million coming to Iowa for bridges. Now, Iowa's bridges are 50th out of 50 states, the worst, with 23% of our bridges being structurally deficient, I think is the words that are used. Then about the only other thing that I can tell you is that last week, the Iowa DOT, and I'm sure you could find some of the same information that you're asking me about on their website, but the only thing that I remember is that they have a formula based upon how bad a bridge is, based upon how much money is going to go to a particular area of the state. But it is going to, every county is going to get some money to help their bridges. Now, if you're talking about an interstate bridge, that may, I wouldn't even want to say that that's covered. But okay, you'd find out from the Department of Transportation. But we generally, when you have bridges, you're talking about a bridge that crosses the Mississippi, right?
No, it crosses one of the streams that comes directly off the Mississippi.
Okay, well then that's in entirely within the state. But I thought if you were asking me about a bridge across the Mississippi, that's a bi-state decisions that have to be made, and there's no way I could comment on that. Go back to Carlson. Oh, well, you'll get another chance. Go back to Carlson.
Thank you, Senator Grassley. Obviously, with the recent Supreme Court decision for the stay on the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for businesses that are over 100 employees, but allowing health operators to require vaccines for employees or be subject to weekly testing and having to wear a mask, do you agree with the Supreme Court's decision, or do you think it needed to go further than what they decided?
I think it should have gone further to include those health care workers that weren't covered by another decision. That decision was okayed 5-4. I did not think the president had the mandate authority in the first place. And in between the president issuing a regulation and the court striking it down, I had a chance to vote in favor of a resolution disapproving of his actions. It passed the Senate 52-48. All Republicans and two Democrats voted for it. So then one other thing, though, that maybe is outside of government, which you were asking about. I'm reading more every day about the fact that instead of being a pandemic, it's an endemic. And that not only in the United States, but around the world, Europe and Asia, you just got to learn to live with it, kind of like the flu. Let's go back to Leah.
Hello. My next question would be, how do you feel about the Joint Commission that's investigating January 6th? I've heard some Republicans say that they feel like the members that are on the committee may not represent the Republican Party as a whole.
Well, it doesn't make much difference about what people think about whether people are represented. It exists, and I don't think it's worth much me saying more than they're going to issue a report in a few months and read what that report says. But also don't forget that the Senate, starting in January of 2021, through both the Homeland Security Committee on the one hand and the Rules Committee on another hand, did a lot of investigations and issued reports. So we've got that to go by as far as the Senate's concerned. And I guess I won't know what to comment about what the House thinks until they issue their report. Back to Carlson.
Thank you, Senator Grassley. Well, the Iowa legislature is looking to join some other states to call for a convention of the states and specifically to add an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to limit the spending at the federal government level that's been doing. And one state Republican senator even said it stretches back to the Trump administration, the outrageous spending that's happening at the federal level. Are you in favor of the convention of the states to maybe just do just that? Because it's never happened in the country's history.
Yeah.
In Article 5 going into effect.
First of all, I have to respect states exercising their constitutional rights. 34 states would have to do that. We've never had it done. And if 34 states did it, I guess I'd be compelled to call such a convention. I would want it to be limited for the purpose of what the states called for to do. But I don't have any problems with the constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, if that's what that resolution is about, because I have voted 4 times in the years I've been in the Senate for such a constitutional amendment. Leah?
After so many terms, what do you think is still left to do?
In regard to any subject or in regard to a specific subject?
What do you think that you have left to do? Because obviously I would think you wouldn't be running if you thought your job was done.
Well, short term, I'll give you 3 examples. One, there's a bipartisan bill getting prescription drugs down between me and Wyden. There's another, and that bill got out of committee 19-9, so you know it's got broad bipartisan support. Then another bill that Klobuchar and I, she's from Minnesota, bipartisan bill, got out of committee last week, 16-6, to stop the uncompetitive practices of big tech. And then another bill that's got 8 Republican and 8 Democrat co-sponsors to get a fair market for cattle, and so the farmers can get their cattle slaughtered. Then That would be things that if I didn't get done this year, I'd want to continue in a new area. But when you can get the proper, bipartisan cooperation that takes to get something done on Medicare and Social Security, and those are about the only two things that you can't do anything that you don't have bipartisan support, but they need to be updated, improved, and extended for our children and grandchildren. A summation is almost anything that my seniority in the United States Senate can do to benefit Iowans. I want to keep delivering for Iowans. I'll take one question from each of you. Carlson?
Yep. So kind of dovetailing off of that then, Senator Grassley, with the midterm elections coming up and the comments that there's still election fraud out there from the 2020 presidential election from Trump supporters specifically, and also the U.S. House trying to take up some election reform, do you feel that the federal government needs to instill tighter election laws and regulations?
For 240 years, and this is in Article 1 of the Constitution, the state legislatures determine the manner of elections. Federal government can move into that area if they want to under the Constitution, but it's worked for 240 years. And I don't think that the federal government should have one federal election law. My main reason for saying that is that it's worked so good for 240 years, leave it alone. But the other one's a more practical reason. If you have fraud in Chicago, it's going to dilute and denigrate the vote of Iowans, whereas if it's done by state law, and there's fraud in Chicago, it only dilutes the vote of Illinoisans. It doesn't affect the devalue the votes of Iowans. So I think that's the most important reason for leaving it the way it is. Leah, you'll be the last question.
All right. My last question is, as I'm pretty sure every single reporter in the state of Iowa does, I get press releases from your Republican opponent, and it seems like almost every single press release has some type of attack on your grandson. Do you think it's proper for candidates to attack not just the other candidates' children, but the other candidates' grandchildren?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's appropriate to bring families into anything. I wouldn't bring my opponent's family into it, and I never have. So here's where we are. I think I talk about me and my record, and that's where any of my opponents, and I'm talking about that's been the way it's been in all the years I've been running for office. That's what I've got, four Democratic opponents, and I guess I have a Republican opponent. We should be debating the issues. Okay. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Good day. Thank Bye-bye.
You. Thank you, Coltrane and Leah, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.